Summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in Bethel's summer program, Camp Bethel. This year, we will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary. In addition to Bible lessons preached by Camp Director and Youth Pastor Wayne Diggs, Camp Bethel offers weekly trips to exciting places.
Hershey Park.
The Shamity.
Kimmel Beach.
Funplex.
Join us for these trips and much, much more this summer at Camp Bethel. Registration has begun. Call 215-885-2585 to enroll your child today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
But there was a certain woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. She was hemorrhaging for 12 years. She had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had. She didn't get better, but Mark writes it, rather grew worse. Verse 27, when she changed her mind. Verse 26 said she had gone to all the doctors thinking they could help her. But verse 27, she changed her mind. She heard of Jesus. And so she said, I'm going to try him. Now watch this. She didn't make an appointment, so he doesn't know she's coming. She doesn't have to fill out a form or bring an insurance card, because he doesn't know, nor his staff knows that she's coming. She comes in a very unostentatious position. She's not showy. She's bowing and coming behind. And what pushes her was verse 28. She had declared in her mind that if I touch his clothes, I shall be whole. See, when you change your mind, miracles naturally happen. It's a paradoxical term, natural miracles. But you and I are seated in the heavenlies. That means miracles are natural for us. I need more people hearing me, not just the few that have gotten. There is no greater miracle outside of salvation than the birth of a child. But yet, we treat it with a very cavalier attitude. The child was born, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I'm just glad the pains are over. Do you understand what just happened to you? God used you to form the next Jeremiah. And when your body, which normally treats invaders with a rush of white blood cells, did not respond to that invader to kill it because God cocooned it in the womb, nurtured it for months. You know why you get sickness? Because your body is rejecting anything that'll hurt what you carry. That's why some people make you sick. Because they will hurt what you're carrying. There's some folk that when they get around you, you say, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? I don't know why I feel this way when they're around me. Because they make you sick. They hurting your baby. Spit them up and get on with your life. You ever notice when you're pregnant, you get cravings? Sister Lambert used to send me to Geno's
at 10 o'clock at night for Geno Giants. And I'd go. But it wasn't for her. It was for little Eric. I wasn't feeding her. I was feeding what was in her. Y'all better come go with me. You ever wonder why you get these strange desires for spiritual things? You get these cravings to be around prophetic people. You get these desires to read the Word of God and pray. It ain't for you. It's for what's in your womb. He's reaching. Watch this woman. This woman said, changing my mind about this man. The text doesn't say she never heard about him before. It just says when she heard. Doesn't say if this was her first or her 15th. It just says when she heard. We dare not speculate. We dare not pontificate. We simply observe what the scripture says. That at some point in her mental evolution, she heard about the potential of Jesus. It does not say she saw him heal anybody else. It does not say she watched him raise a dead person. It just says her mind was changed when she heard. Do you know that you are so susceptible to good news that you will respond to even the hint of good news with the same ferocity that you do when you are expecting something great for yourself? If I were to say to you that in the back or upstairs in the church, we're going to set out tables, and every one of you, there's enough for every one of you. God has blessed us to leave a packet of $500 for every one of you in here. At the end of the service, we're going to get up in an orderly fashion and walk up those steps because there's enough for all of you. And we're going to start with that section and work ourselves around to you. They will still be expectant. Because I, the founding pastor, has told them there's a packet up there for them. You sat and read this great book with 1,285 promises that God started with Adam, continued with Abraham, continued with Joseph, continued with Moses. You watch him do these great things throughout the Bible, but I'm here to tell you that as you wait, it will come to you. Don't get frustrated. It's coming to you because you got a promise from Almighty God who is greater than me. Change your mind. This woman heard. I don't know how she heard it. Maybe a friend came to her and said, child, go see Jesus. We don't know, but she heard it. And she formed an opinion. If I can come to him. And she walked up behind him because she changed her mind about her situation. She said, it is no longer impossible. She touched his prayer shawl. That was the garment, his prayer shawl. Jesus' garment was different than everyone else's. He wore the garment of the high priest. He wore the garment where the tassels, each of his white tassels had a blue thread in the middle. It speaks of the purity of God and the heavenly, the blue. And so she reaches out and she touches one of the tassels, and the blood flow stopped without him ever touching her. But I submit to you, he did touch her. When did he touch her? When she heard about him. When she heard about him, she changed her mind. She said, I'm going to try Jesus. And God in heaven said, whoa, sooky, sooky now. Somebody's putting faith in my boy.
start the work.
Watch this. I submit to you that her healing began before she touched him. Because it goes in line with scripture. When the four lepers decided to get up, God started the process. Come on, saints of God, change your mind. Stop accepting the devil's lie. I am healed by his. I'm not gonna be. I am. I am delivered. I am free. Not gonna be. Am. But it all centers around, who do you think I am? I'm done. Walk out of here today with a changed mind. There is no pit so deep that he is not deeper still. There is no sin so great that he cannot remove. Come, let us reason together. What are we reasoning about? Watch. God says, come, let us reason together. What are we reasoning about? Well, why would God invite you to the table when you don't bring anything? You ever think about that scripture? Come, let us reason together. What do you possibly have to bring to the table? He said, let's talk it out. And he says, when you leave, your sins are going to be gone. Then apparently, here's what he's saying. Come sit down and learn who I am. When you walk away, you will see what I can do. But just come talk to me so I can change your mind.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. Here's what he does. He won't get you to sin, but he desensitizes you to holiness. After watching the devil's stuff all week and enjoying it, you cannot come in here and lift your hands and worship God. The Bible said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? They that have clean hands and a pure heart. You'll sit there and say, oh, the praise team ain't moving me. No, no, it's you that are dead to the praises, because you've allowed Satan to fill your mind with all manner of ungodliness. You've become the cesspool of the devil. You become ignorant of the devil's devices. He can't take salvation from you, but he can mess up your fellowship.
Be inspired to strengthen your relationship with the Lord and become the leader you were called to be when you read Bishop Lambert's new book, The Christian and the Culture. It is Bishop Lambert's desire for believers to recognize the importance of continuing to seek God despite facing the obstacles of today's culture. This encouraging publication will challenge you to reevaluate your life as a follower of Christ and renew your faith in the Lord. Visit Amazon.com or ChristianOfTheCulture.com to purchase your copy of this compelling writing from Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. For more information, call 215-885-2585.